You know, it's funny. Some of the few hits he's taken over the past few years has been his apparent support of President Trump. But, you know, it really wasn't so much about President Trump at all. As his policies. You know, the closed borders and the tariffs, you know, disdain of the UN, man-made global warming thing. So he was a real policy guy, and those are the kind of policies that he thought were really important. You know, immigration and stuff like that, a good immigration policy. And because he was a libertarian, and you can kind of Google that or read about it. He wasn't a conservative or a Republican. He was a libertarian. And if you're a pure libertarian, I don't know if there's too many out there anymore. Ron Paul is probably the closest public libertarian, and his son Rand Paul. And they just, it's very, very little government whatsoever. Just a real unsupported foreign, you know, foreign intervention, sound money. That's a big thing with libertarians. And kind of the idea of that we're a republic and not a democracy that Andy talked about, and that you could get to do whatever you want to do just so you don't mess with people's lives or their property, you know. Just so you don't encroach on their life. As a libertarian, you know, if you, in the privacy of your own home, you get to do whatever you want without the government telling you not to do this or that. He's a very staunch defender of the Second Amendment, as you may know. And with all the stuff he did, I mean, he needed more things to do. I mean, he would find local politicians up there in New Jersey, where he lived part-time, and find people that kind of were pretty cool and were saying the good, you know, doing the good work. And he would support them. You know, he'd give them money. And I remember he used to help some people, and he'd help write commercials or make commercials and whatever. Hey, Doodle, come on up here. We're talking about your friend Andy. You're a good girl. Did you come home? She's been playing with the neighbors. Well, you're a good girl, yeah. Sorry, I'm skipping on around here. A couple months ago, I don't even think it was that long, 6 weeks, whatever. Being the family guy like he was, he flew in, he and Cindy flew in for his grandchildren's birthday, just 6, 7, I don't know how old. They're twins with Brooke and Dee Dee. They did the whole artificial insemination thing and had twins. That's great. Being both girls, you just need some help there. And so he came in for the birthday party, and I was going to go to one of the things, and I don't know what happened. I got really kind of weird at a stomach thing that day. I remember, and I couldn't go. I just called him up and said, man, I can't make that. And, you know, so we met down at the coffee shop in Dripping Springs. We want to do a session on the screenplay. Going through a lot of the scenes and getting some ideas. Well, you know, if we do this and, you know, just all the stuff that he did, we did together. I had my little laptop down there typing away, asking him questions and discuss some things, and he was so fun to work with because he was really focused. Boy, he was right there. Hold on a minute, caller. Okay, let me finish this thought, and then we'll say hi to you. Okay, you can hear the show right where you are, and hold. So we were at the coffee shop, and we stayed for a couple hours, talked about the screenplay, and kind of getting ready to leave. And I said, Andy got a little problem at home. And you know, for a single guy with a dog, if your vacuum cleaner doesn't work, that's a problem. You know, you got to deal with that. You know, it was an important thing in my life. And I said, the plug is every time I kind of move it, you know, it must be a broken connection in there. And I said, do all I have to do is take off the plug? And is there just going to be two wires in there? And because he knew about this stuff. He said, well, let's go fix it. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let's go. Come on, just you're only 15 minutes away. Let's just go fix it. I said, Andrew, you're here with your family and your kids, and you're kind of a weekend off, and last thing you need to do is come over to my house and fix my vacuum cleaner. He said, no, that's what friends are for. Let's do it. Be fun. For him, this was fun. So let's go to Home Depot, and we'll find a plug. And so I went to Home Depot, and you know, Andy, boy, he looked around. He got just the right one. He didn't just walk in. He knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted one of those plugs where he could fix it up so if you pulled on it like people do, it's not gonna break again, right? Because he said, I know, you'll probably pull on it. That's probably what you do. Of course, for 20 years I've been pulling on the cord when it's in the wall rather than just go over and... That's what guys do, right? That's what we do. And that's what breaks them. So he said, so I'm going to fix it up. So he's thinking about this, right? This is the way he worked. So he got the kind of plug that he could rig it up. So when I pulled on it next time, over the next 10 years, it wouldn't do it. So he came over here. You have any tools? Well, I got this, and I didn't have much. Oh, razor blade and screwdriver, and okay, no problem. And he showed me exactly how to do it. And he just didn't do it. He said, here, let me show you how to do this. And you know, it's funny about him. He always used to say to me, you should know everything that you have in your house, you should know how to fix and take apart. And that's the way he was. Because every now and then something would go wrong here in the studio and I'd have no idea. And he'd kind of give me a little tough love. Patrick, you should really learn how to do that yourself. And I know he's right. Yeah, he knew how to fix everything in his house. So he came over and fixed the plug. Played with Doodle, went down the creek and took him back to his car. The last time I saw him. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Patrick. This is Sharon and Sean calling from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, hi, you guys.
Good morning. We are deeply saddened by the loss of our weekly friend that we listen to, and I guess I was just calling to tell twofold here. And his voice will echo through our home every day still because it's not uncommon for us to listen to his shows over and over. You know, we educate our kids and it's part of our kids' curriculum, so it's not uncommon to come down the stairs and hear Andy's voice or hear your voice playing while the kids are, you know, doing their schoolwork and whether they're doing math or something, they've got one radio network playing while they're doing their schoolwork. And, you know, there's so much to, there's just a wealth of knowledge that he imparted to all your listeners and anybody. And I guess the other thing I was going to say is I was introduced to you and Andy on Sean and I's first date. We went for a 10-mile hike up in the Washington Mountains, and we played it on our boombox the whole time. And and so from the get-go, I was introduced to Andy, and so it's nostalgic hearing his voice. And, you know, we had misty eyes learning yesterday what his family and loved ones and all our listeners are feeling a great loss. and yet it's the beginning of something new for other people to embark on and piggyback on what he was so passionate about for others to be educated. So I just want to thank you and share my little story about how he was a part of our first date.
That's so great. Yeah, I think there must be over 1,200 hours in the archives of Andy. That's a lot. You know, that's a PhD.
Oh, and it's true. It's you know, our curriculum for our kids, it's like, this is history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good for you.
Anyway, thank you so much, Patrick. And our hearts go out to you as all the years you had with him. And we'll continue to keep telling everybody, listen to Andy. You just got to go in and there's how many hours to listen to.
Yeah.
It's part of our recommendation to anybody for health and wellness is to go to One Radio Network. And we share that with anybody and everybody all week long whenever we can. And part of that is you got to listen to Andy on Wednesday. So
yeah.
It's all part of, you know, detoxing the body, and it's also part of educating the knowledge of the brain. So thank you so much.
Oh, Marpa, thanks for calling.
Okay, God bless.
Mm. Their first date was an Andrew date. That's great. Nancy said that I agree everything that Jason Dean wrote. Oh, this was on Facebook. Sharon sent me this one. I am brokenhearted just learning that this man, Andrew Goss, who I learned more from than any of all my years in school, has passed away. The world will shine less bright right now, but watch out, heaven. My condolences to his family. He meant so much to me, and I never met him. Mel writes in, I'm feeling heartbroken with Andrew Goss and others. Great man, not just because he was a husband, father, and family, very near and dear to our hearts, but because he was a great man in his own right, a man who had the courage of his convictions in a world where principle and convictions too often take a back seat to more practical concerns such as money, position, and convenience. He never wavered from his principles. He was both humble and honest. His example has been and continues to be an inspiration to so many lives he's touched. If you toss a pebble in the ocean, it creates a ripple, and those ripples continue long past your ability to see them. Andy created innumerable ripples in the ocean of life. We will never know the full extent of the good he has done for our world. We will never be able to quantify how much of a difference he made to us all. But of this I am certain, the ripples he started will continue to make a positive impact on the lives of so many people in so many places around the world. He leaves behind a legacy from which any and all of us may become better people to stand true to our convictions and dedicate ourselves with passions to the principles in which we believe. I can only strive to live my life with as much integrity as Mr. Goss did. The same is true for each of you. He lives in us a blueprint of how to live a good life, a benevolent man and an immeasurable amount of love and light for his wife, Cindy, their four daughters, Jessica, Didi, Andrea, Cynthia, and their grandchildren, and all of us, their extended Goss family. Thank you, Andy, for being such a shining example to us of truth, justice, and love. We will love you and miss you. Our world is diminished by his loss. Wow, that's beautiful. From Mel. My goodness, what a beautiful thing. I don't know where Sharon found that one on one of the Facebook pages. Yeah, it was so, I alluded to a little bit, you know, he had his convictions about, and he just loved this country. Just, no way would he ever live somewhere else. He really loved this country, and really, it was sacred to him, and that's why. But, you know, when anybody, President Trump or President Obama or anybody, did what he believed were things that it was not good for the country, he'd say it, and, you know, he just wasn't. So many of us in planet Earth, you know, we just take the easy way and say, oh, I'll be a libertarian, or I'll be a, you know, Democrat or Republican. And that's what most of the world do, you know, that's what they do. And just, you know, not real conviction there. It's just an easy way out. You just pick a red or a blue or neutral. But he wasn't, he was anything but that. He really understood what was going on with the Constitution and with the money, of course, and the geopolitics and the boys. Because he understood who the boys were and oh boy, it's a sad time. Yeah, I was really curious too how spirit works. The last show we did was last week, right? And you can hear at the end of the show, I think we were about, you know, we often went over 2 hours, just depending on how much material we had and how much energy we had. And he was always ready for more. I'd say, can you stick around? He said, oh, sure. You know, he would always, he'd stay there 3 hours if he wanted to. But I think it was about, you know, we generally went pretty close, 10 to 11. I'm sorry, 9 to 11 Central. And it was about 10 minutes after 11. So we were still going. I had a few more things to do. And this was last week, and you can hear the end of it. Last Wednesday, and the show just ends. And the reason it just ends is because everything just went off in this house. All the power just went poof, totally off. You know, not a blink or a burp like it sometimes does. We've got little batteries for those. But it just, everything. And I think the electricity was off for about half an hour here. I don't know, I think I heard then they were working on something, some kind of, you know, neighborhood. But I thought it was just so interesting. That's how he left. He just, he was there, and then he wasn't. So it's interesting how spirit kind of gives you a little heads up. That's how it works. No accidents. So that's crazy. Our last show ended like that. Well, it's only fitting, I guess, isn't it? We can read a few more here. I'm sure some more stories will come up from me too. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. On this day dedicated to celebrating Andrew Goss and his many achievements, I want to send my thanks to you and Andrew for many, many entertaining and informative hours of programming you presented on One Radio Network. Mr. Goss was very passionate in his love for his country and for his well and for its well-being, and he's a very educated and gifted speaker and was able to channel that passion in such a manner to inspire your audience to take more of an intelligent approach to their personal finances as well as their nation. He was a valued voice of clarity in an age of disinformation. And we've been missed by his family, friends, loved ones, and everyone he dealt with. May he enjoy his journey into his next adventure. Thank you, Patrick, for giving him a platform. Well, thank you. The pleasure is all ours. It was just one of my favorite days of the week. Because during the week, I would open up all these tabs and write some notes and have an outline of the different things going on in the world, you know, with whatever. Geopolitical stuff and the money and currencies and, you know, whatever. Student loans and debt. And there'd be some times we didn't get, you know, most of the times we didn't get to a quarter of the different tabs because it was just not planned. Sometimes we go down some rabbit hole of history and have a good time and hang there for an hour about how this stuff all worked. What fun to talk to him. shocking news about Andrew. He was, and thanks to your archives, will continue to be one of my greatest teachers, not just about banking and currency, but about life. I know what a true friend he was to you. You two were brothers. He felt like a friend to me, too, all the way back to KLBJ days. I'll be darned. Another KLBJ person. World's lost a great man. He devoted his life to helping and educating all. I'll be darned. This is Sylvia. I heard Andrew on Tony Brown's show. As you did. I'll be darned. And listened to with him every radio interview that I could follow him. I've greatly appreciated you interviewing Andy these many, many years, and always worked my schedule to listen to you on Wednesday live. Talked with him through the years, and the last time was a couple of months ago. I recorded many of my One Radio Network interviews with Andy. Oh, you even got your own recording. We'll miss him greatly. Yeah, Patrick, a sad time indeed. Caught me by surprise for sure. Made me think about how you must feel. My interaction with Andy was minuscule as compared to you. That made me want to reach out to you. It's a hell of a loss. I guess what I'm trying to say is stay strong. Stay strong. Oh, yeah, we'll survive, you know. And he's the reason I found your show many years ago. Wow. He did a spot on Coast to Coast, and I immediately knew I wanted to hear more from him. Oh, yeah. I think he did some years ago. You both have steered my life in a different direction. Thank you. Please know how much your work is appreciated and valued. From Valerie. Oh, thanks. Just so many. Here's when somebody, I'm just going to paraphrase because this is real long. He said, you know how he used to say, everyone wants to get behind me and not come beside me, or better yet, in front of me. He did have such a great way to break it all down into small pieces that we could actually understand. And the both of you made it entertaining and fascinating to listen to, such in a friendly, casual, warm, even funny. It's hard to find that with anyone. Something very special. I remember this so many times when he would say it and then I'd say, I don't understand. He said, okay. And then you do it again. And then I still didn't guess it. I just don't understand how that, if you do that and the money goes there and if he borrows this and, okay, he said, well, it's, okay, and he would go back. He was so patient and he'd just go back. Just keep going back. Don't matter how often, you know. I bet he did with that with his children and helping them. I think he homeschooled, didn't he? Is Sharon, are you still listening? Didn't he homeschool a lot of his children? I should know that. I'm almost sure he did. I don't know. A lot of the small details, I'm pretty sure he did. Patrick Timpone, Andrew Goss, and the real world of money. See, I just said it and didn't even know what I was saying. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a sad time. Thank you all for participating. read some more emails, but gosh. If anybody else wants to come in and call before we go. I did a post about the media after that whole, you know, that whole BuzzFeed thing that, you know, and I was just on Facebook, I said something like, in 50 years of broadcasting, I've never seen the likes of what's going on in the media today. And I put there on Facebook that this is not, you know, I said, love Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump. This is not the issue. The issue for me was that the media, and is, they're really doing a public coup d'etat of this president. Wanted to impeach him and kick him out just because they don't like him. It's a coup d'etat. That's what that is. Look up the word if you don't know it. And that's what, you know, that's what I think is fat. And, you know, the. Anyway, so Andrew, we had a lot of comments on the post, and I think Andrew did one. Hold on a second. I'll be right there. Yeah, so Andrew made a post, and this was on a few days ago. Andrew said, when I studied journalism in the last century, unnamed sources were taboo. I mean, you didn't even do that, right? Now it's all unnamed sources, so I just make stuff up. If you can't get them on record, you have nothing. Let's go back to that. If I see anonymous sources, I will dismiss the story and the outlet. And almost everything now these days, even the New York Times, is all unnamed sources. Anonymous sources. And just make stuff up. It's a shame, you know, it's really like, it's no different than some far-off country doing a coup d'etat to get rid of, you know, some dictator. Hey, good morning, who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm Gant now, but I am one of Andy's daughters.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Hi.
We were just calling for listening, and we want to let you know that, yes, Andy Gaw's homeschooled 2 out of 4 of his daughters.
Oh, 2 out of 4. Okay. Were you one of them?
I was one of them, yes.
Have we met, Andrea? Have we met at the...
I don't think so.
You weren't at the Dripping Springs wedding?
No.
Oh, you weren't, no.
No, oh. That's my older sister, Dee Dee.
Right, I mean, but you weren't at the wedding.
Oh, I was there, yes.
Oh, well, we probably met, you know.
Like I said, it's possible we met in passing.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry for your loss, and it's a sad time. Our hearts go out to you and your family, and is everybody getting through it? I mean, we're going to make it all? We're all going to make it?
Yeah, we'll stick together, and we're a strong unit.
Yeah, Well, can't imagine having him as a dad. I bet it was just a real joy.
Yeah. We appreciate that you guys are doing the show and honoring his memory. He really was an amazing guy. So.
Yeah. Well, sweetie, all the best. Let us know if we can do anything, okay, Andrea?
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. 2 out of 4 were homeschooled. I think we should probably just leave Wednesdays blank for a while. Put up Andy's shows or something. What are we going to do? Well, it's the least of our issues. Well, I'm glad you all are listening. It's an honor to have known your father for these 25 years. He was just more than a brother to me. It's hard to explain. You know what I'm talking about. Can't imagine being daughter or wife or something, what they're going through. As I listen this morning, my heart goes out to Andy's family and all the listeners and you. The tears are difficult to hold back today. Andy was a significant part of my financial education, especially when it came to precious metals. He had a way of teaching the forest instead of getting lost in the trees. I will miss him and his voice weekly. Thanks for having me on. You know, one thing that you all could do, if you'd like to continue to support his family and Andrew in some way financially, is become clients of his company. You know, it's going to be a big, difference in the company. I mean, he was such a force there. But Fred's cool, and Fred's a very smart guy and a good business guy, and you know, they're gonna obviously they'll survive and do well, but you know, just keep them in mind, and that'd be a nice way to help support his family and Andrew and his friends and his, you know, his employees who were like family. I mean, they just were, you know, they just were. They are family. One of his I think Jean has been with Andrew for longer than any of them. And she's like, I think of Jeter, remember Radar on MASH for the Colonel? Knew what needed to be done before. Gina's like that and just took care of so many different things. Still does. She's doing it probably today. I'm sure she is. And Gina had, I think she had something wrong with her eyes not too long ago. She had to get some kind of a surgery. I'm not sure what it was, you know, me and the details. I don't do good with details. But something, she had to have some kind of, I think, outpatient surgery. And she was kind of nervous about it. And so Andy just put her in the car and said, let's go. I'll take you. And I think he took her over there, if I understand. He went with her. I mean, that's the kind of fellow he was, just like coming over to fix my refrigerator. I mean my sweeper, you know. He was just ready there when people needed something. And if he could do it, he did it. And he'd figure out a way. Good morning, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm listening on air, so I should probably turn that off, huh?
Yeah, that'd be good. Turn that down. Otherwise, you'll kind of go crazy listening to your voice 6 seconds later.
Okay. So we're talking about Andy today?
Yes, we are.
I just tuned in and went onto your website and saw that, and I don't even have the right response yet, other than, oh, my gosh. How could this be? The loss that I'm sure I will feel in about an hour will be palpable, because, I mean, we tuned in every day, every Wednesday. I've talked to him multiple times. I just had Fox Business and saw the gold price, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to have Andy on today. And, oh, my gosh, to have that man leave us is... I just don't even know what to say. I just need to call you because I heard you breaking up, and I can only imagine how that feels after so many years of knowing him.
Yeah, well, been a lot of crying going on around here. It's okay.
I can only imagine. Oh, my gosh.
So you were listening for a long time?
Oh, yes. This is Karen in Austin.
Oh, Karen, I didn't recognize your voice.
Yeah, we didn't even cover that. I was just busy trying to figure out what to do next.
That's okay.
So you know me. I've been to your home when Andy was there.
Right. Andy's house, right? Or his daughter? He rented this house?
For what was that? That was for after the wedding or something. I can't remember exactly, but I remember the pool party and talking to him and just having a lovely time meeting Gina. Oh, my gosh. All these memories are going to come back. And, man, are we going to miss him?
I know. We already are.
Well, I know. I just
I know. I'm just being silly.
I literally had seen this within the last 10 minutes, and I just heard you on air, and I wanted to call and be supportive and voice my my thoughts, and they're really, like I said, it hasn't hit me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what a huge loss. I mean, he told us about political things. He told us about economic things. He told us about history. He had another book coming out. I mean, how many things can we say that Andy brought to our lives every Wednesday morning? I am so sorry for all of our losses, and I'm so sorry for his family, for his business, because he was huge. I mean, he was huge in his spirit, in his, I mean, you call him up and he'd just, you know, just say hi to me, know exactly who I was. I'm so sorry for all of us. I'm so sorry for his family. I'll have to find out the details because I don't even know them yet. But
yeah.
Wow, what a loss. Well, I would guess.
Well, you're very, very kind to call. It's been a long time since I've talked to you. And yeah, I remember that day. It was, I guess it was around the wedding, wasn't it? When we had this pool party and people came over and our barbecue or something?
Yes. He bought barbecue for all of us. And we stood out at the pool. Some of us did and others were in the pool. And yeah, I got to meet his wife. I remember her and her telling me about how he would go with her to, I think it was quilt shows, if I remember. And, I got to talk to him. He looked at my old coins and told me what was, you know, valuable and what wasn't. I mean, he was just a giving man. Oh, my gosh. I guess they say the good die young.
That's what they say. That's what they say. I mean,
what a loss. Oh, dear. Well, Patrick, my heart's with you as well. I know I could hear your voice breaking up, and I can only imagine what it feels like when you're off air. So, you know, if you want to talk, you can call me. I'm sure you have my number somewhere.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Blessings to the family and to the business and to you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, I've been having a lot of conversation with Andy in the last few days. And because, as you know, I have a deep knowledge, and not a belief, but a knowledge that we don't die, and Andy doesn't die, and none of us are going to die. And if that's any consolation, and we just go on and do know, you know, this is really, maybe just end with this. Do know that when we talk to somebody after they've left this embodiment, they hear us. There's just no doubt about it. And no doubt about it. I first realized that when my dad left his body, I think 85, somehow I just knew. You know, I just knew that. That was before and I just knew it. So, you can all talk to him anytime you want. Support him, and I just keep saying, if I can do anything, brother, you just let me know. You just let me know. That's all we can do. Well, thank you all for being here. I'm kind of running out of, you know, I thought I'd play this. That might be fun to play a Leonard Cohen song. Hallelujah. That'd be good, huh? I'll play this for fun. So thank you all for outpouring of love and support in the last few days and emails and Facebook. Just been like, just blew it up. And to all the girls and Cindy and Fred, and Gina and all of you, if there's anything I can do, you just, you know, I'm here. Let me know. And yeah, the other stuff, you know, all the other stuff, the business and the, it all works itself out in the show and what we're going to do. You know, that'll all work out. Just, it just does. But thank you very much. It's just been, it's been really good for me to be able to talk. Oh, we'll end with this. This is Dee Dee in Austin. This is his daughter. Oh, hi. Hi, Patrick. It's Dee Dee. We're so grateful for this tribute. Thank you so much. We are listening and realizing how many of our loved ones and Dad's friends there are in Texas. We'd like to plan a celebration for Dad life event in Texas soon. Please let people know, details to come. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, man, we'll do it. Let's take another call. Thanks, Dee Dee. Thanks, sweetheart. Let me know if I can help. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. This is Tony. I spoke to you. God, I discovered you guys back in 08, right when the financial thing was starting out.
When we first started the show, right?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, it was just dumb luck that I found you guys. And I have to say that Andrew changed the way I look at the world. I don't know what to say. I mean, the guy, I'll remember the guy to the day I die. I never met him. I talked to him a few times on the phone. But for the last 10 years, I've listened to you guys every Wednesday. And if I'm working, I listen to the archives. And I just can't say how much of an influence the man had on me.
Oh.
I'm just shocked and upset. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's a sad time for all of us, and we'll all get through it. And thanks for.
I just wanted to say how much he influenced my life.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget him.
So he gave you a whole different view on.
When I originally called him, I was realizing that I was caught up in that MERS. I had refinanced my house, and talking to Andrew, I realized that, you know, the paperwork wasn't right. I don't know if you remember that business about the MERS, the registry system, and how they bypassed it, and, you know, when the real estate was going crazy, and how nobody really had title to your house except for you. They couldn't really tell because of all the tranches they were selling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but I, of course, didn't have a clue until he, you know, started talking about it. But actually, that made me decide to go ahead and remodel my house because I had just pulled money out of the, I just refinanced with the intention of remodeling my house. And then the bottom fell out. I think I refinanced in August, and by the time the fall came, that's when the crash hit, and I'm like, you know, they're bulldozing houses, and I'm like, yeah, right, I'm going to put a bunch of money in my house now, and they're bulldozing houses. But Andrew said, hey, it's just a cycle, and just go for it. And, of course, here we are 10 years later, and well, look at the market. So, anyway,
yeah.
That was a profit. And I'll give him the credit for the decision I made to go ahead and actually put money into my house when nobody else would even think of it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for calling and for listening and for your support over the years.
And, yeah, it's just I listen to not just Andrew, but really appreciate everything else you do on your radio show.
Well, it's fun, and it's
quite unique. I mean, it's well, not something you click on the radio and hear on the mainstream. That's for sure. Which is, of course, the attraction is the how non-mainstream it all is.
Well, we try to stay like that. That's right. A non-mainstream.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the appeal. You know, you could get this other talk or whatever by clicking on your TV, which, of course, none of it you can really listen to.
Yeah. Okay, brother.
Anyway, Patrick, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Patrick.
Take care. Let me know. I failed to mention that one of the biggest impacts, you know, well, they were all so much with Andrew and me, and but as you know, I had my little thing with the IRS some years ago because I got all involved with the tax resistance movement and there's so many people out there, you know, and we still get emails about that, and so many people out there still teach a lot of this stuff, and I got caught up in a whole group of people years ago, 15 years ago. And Andrew taught us, you know, after I really was too late, that, you know, this whole thing about the taxes and government and all this stuff, no matter what people are saying out there, what you can do and what you can't do, and what's legal and what's lawful, and blah, 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 and all that stuff is, you know, it's just a big lie. Don't go down there. Because he taught us that, you know, the Constitution would be, I loved his analogy, he said the Constitution is like sitting on an organic couch, right? If you got the Constitution. But when you're in the system, and that's everything from using Federal Reserve notes to filing back tax returns, to having a social security number, to having a driver's license number, to taking out a mortgage, just using federal, I mean, all the myriad things he really explained, and really, I really understood, it took a while, that these are all what he called adhesion contracts, and that you are in the game. So that's why he always, always, always cautioned people, you know, to be lawful, you know, would. You might not agree with the law. You might say, well, it's not really law, or it wasn't passed, or this amendment didn't have enough states, and all that stuff. Probably stuff is all true, and he said it was. You know, the whole thing's a scam, but we are in the game. And so be careful. Don't do anything strange like I did. Get in trouble, and I was able to find my way out of it without a lot of collateral damage, thanks to Andrew and others who help me get an attorney and all that stuff. But, you know, yeah, he just got me out of so many jams. So many jams. But so that's important to remember. Just be legal, you know, whatever it is. And then, of course, one of his most famous lines of the whole thing was, use debt as a blessing. And when you really understand it like he did and like I do now, it just makes sense, you know? Because that's what the people do. Somebody's willing to lend you money for 2%. Why not? He was quite a business guy. And he would, you know, he's been renovating houses and just hard to imagine all the stuff that he was into. Just so much, so much stuff. Anybody else? getting all kinds of ideas of what we could do on Wednesday. Thanks. You guys are all looking out after us. Thanks to Sharon for helping me all the time, but especially through this time, and other friends and all of you. All the emails have been like just, they're very meaningful when people really express their love and gratitude and their sorrow. And oh, I think I'm not going to do the psalm. Let's just do this. Yeah, let's just do this now. I don't know if that song's fitting, and I haven't really planned it. Okay, y'all, I'll see you. See you tomorrow. We're going to talk about C60, and Ray Pete is going to be here, and Andrew, and Adam Bergstrom is going to be with us with Ray Pete. And again, thanks for everything. I love you all very much. And I know you're there, and really appreciate that you're there, and means a lot to us. And may the blessings be.